and streaming on the web since 1996, this is the film, television and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special edition of Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. Back in September of 2010, Cinematic Sound celebrated its 14th year of film, television, and video game radio. We've been on the air for 10 years, and we have been streaming this show for, I think, roughly 6 years on the internet. Now, at the time, we didn't have a chance to record a program, and I actually didn't know what I wanted to do for my 14th anniversary. But now that I've had a chance to think about it, we're going to present something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is film music re-recordings. I absolutely love re-recordings. I love the different interpretations of the music. I love the different sound that is created. I love the fact that you can rescue a score that might be missing. The tapes are gone, the manuscripts are gone, but you get a talented bunch of people together to recreate, reconstruct the score, and then record it using today's technology. I think that's absolutely wonderful. You got to thank record labels such as RCA Victor with Charles Gerhart, Tribute Film Classics, Tadlo Music, Silva Screen Records, and various other record labels that have produced re-recordings over the years. Re-recordings are nothing new. Composers back in the golden age used to re-record their scores all the time for album release. A lot of the time, what you heard on the LP wasn't the original soundtrack recording. And this is actually still going on to this day. As far as I know, the most recent version of that happening was David Arnold and his score to The Musketeer, which, if I'm not mistaken, was recorded in Germany, and he didn't like the recording that much, so he went back to London and re-recorded the album. So this sort of stuff is happening all the time, and re-recording of classic scores, even modern-day scores, is going on to this day. There are not a lot of labels and a lot of people dedicated to doing it as much as there were, let's say, 10 years ago. Yes, it does cost a lot of money and a lot of manpower and man hours to reconstruct and re-record a score, but you still have groups like Shandos, Tribute Film Classics, and Tadlo Music that are producing fantastic re-recordings every year for us to enjoy. So I'm going to celebrate the re-recording here on our 14th anniversary program. And how we're going to do it is we're going to introduce a new score running down from 14 to number 1. It's going to be every other day, every couple of days, every week or so, but we will get through number 14 all the way down to number 1 here on the website. And each album will have their own special audio file. So, what criteria will these re-recordings be judged against? Well, it's pretty basic. So, for instance, what does the new recording sound like? Does it make any improvement over the original soundtrack recording? And how are the performances? Are they close to the original soundtrack recording? And if they differ, do they add anything new to the performance that was lacking in the original? Did a tempo change make the music better? Does a more concert hall setting improve the enjoyment of the music? We also take into account the packaging and the liner notes, as well as the importance of the score being recorded. And when we come down to compilations, do the collections of themes on the album work with each other to present a cohesive listening experience from start to finish? So as you noticed, I did say the word compilations, and yes, we are including re-recording compilations on this list. There are some fantastic compilation albums on this list that are among some of my most listened to albums, and some of these albums introduced me to music that I had never heard before. Now, of course, I couldn't pick just 14 scores. I mean, I could pick hundreds of them. I love re-recordings that much. But I was thinking about my list, and I was at 14, and I really wanted to include 15 because there was one album here that I just couldn't leave off the list. So right off the beginning, we're going to cheat. So we're going to feature actually two albums for you that are tied in at number 14. So in this audio file, we're going to start with our first score that was tied in at number 14, and it comes from the 1954 classic called On the Waterfront, written by Leonard Bernstein. Now, the music to this film, directed by Ilya Kazan, represents Leonard Bernstein's only original movie score. The film starred a young Marlon Brando. He won the Academy Award for this role, by the way, Eva Marie Saint, and a surplus of stars. And the Academy Award-winning movie is widely considered as one of the greatest films of all time. And sadly, this film was actually on last night on TCM, and I missed it. I don't have a PVR or anything, so thank goodness I have Netflix. And even though Netflix here in Canada is a pale comparison to what the people in the United States have, thank goodness that they have On the Waterfront available for streaming. So I'm going to watch this film as soon as possible. Bernstein's Oscar-nominated score really captures the essence of New York. It's the city, of course, that the musician called home for most of his life. Though the film itself was stimulating, Bernstein often found the experience confining. He had a real issue with the lost music that would end up on the dubbing room floor, and he actually wrote to his friend Aaron Copland and said, "Hollywood is exactly how I expected it, only worse." So, Bernstein fashioned a six-movement suite from the film score the following year, incorporating some of the discarded material. It's a fantastic score, and when I first heard this particular recording, it absolutely blew me away, and I truly understood how influential this music was, especially to a composer like Jerry Goldsmith. There's solo horns, saxophones, muted trumpets, percussion that really gives that real city feel. The theme for Terry, that's played by Marlon Brando, his theme is heard in the middle and end of the suite. And there are some absolutely mind-blowing orchestral bursts in this score with frenetic rhythms in a huge symphonic sound that is magnificently performed on this album that we're going to feature for you by the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. This particular suite comes from an album called Panorama. It's a two CD set featuring music from West Side Story, On the Town, Serenade, various other Bernstein works, and disc two ends with this magnificent six-movement suite to the classic film score to On the Waterfront. So, in a number 14, actually, it's a tie for number 14, we open up our 14th anniversary program with Leonard Bernstein's classic score to the 1954 film On the Waterfront, music performed by the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra.